Hello, everyone. Welcome to New Sex Toy Review. Today's product is the Lindsay Lifelike Stroker Sex Love Doll Male Sex Toy for Men Masturbation from Sohemi. All right, everyone. So this is the Lindsay. So the Lindsay, as you can see, is a lower torso sex doll. I reviewed the Philly a little bit earlier this week or last week, and it's very similar. It's around the same size. They're about the same price. So the Lindsay is a little bit skinnier. So it's still life size. It's just a skinny life size. It's actually more or less the same as the Aurora torso or Celestina's torso. So Celestina's very skinny. She's like a Barbie doll, which is fine. That's what I'm into. But if you want something a little bit thicker, the Philly, which I previously reviewed, maybe a little bit more your size. They're both life size, but this is like a skinny life size, whereas the Philly was more of a like a medium, not quite thick. We're not talking like a, you know, bodacious badonkadonk, you know, junk in the trunk ass. But we're talking like a little bit more realistic when it comes to women, as opposed to like supermodel skinny. Anyway, the Lindsay is a little bit more expensive and also weighs 5 pounds more. You may be thinking, why does a slightly skinnier, smaller, lower torso doll weigh more and cost more when it's the same thing and from the same company? The Philly doesn't have a skeleton, but it's good for VR. You can balance it on your lap, or you can use it for missionary. The Lindsay, though, because the legs are poseable, and I'll show you what that looks like, you can clearly lift the legs up like this. You can spread the legs out. You can make it like a, you know, spread eagle. You can, basically, it's just the legs, obviously, because that's all there is. You can kind of get a good doggy style, too. It actually, that would work. So you can see, I'm just going to angle this real quick so you can kind of see the doggy style. So that would work. So this basically would be appropriate for doggy style. It just feels like, maybe I'm crazy. It feels like the butthole and the vagina are way too high. I mean, they're not bad looking, but they just look like the butthole should be down where the vagina is, and the vagina should be down lower. And I'm pretty sure the reason why they did this was because of the leg issue. Because, here, let's look at missionary. Yeah, you can't even reach the vagina from missionary. Look at that. So this is basically, even though it looks like a torso that you can have missionary sex with, you really can't, because look how low the vagina is. Look, you have to have the body turned almost entirely there in order to even look down. That's weird. The vagina should be way higher. Basically, this is essentially only for doggy style then. You can't even have missionary sex with it, because look how low the vagina is. Like, if you lay this on its butt, like this, you're not going to be able to get in there. You're going to be beating up this clitoris, which is just there for show. So, that's weird. Why is that so low? I get it. Why? It's for doggy style. So, for doggy style, it works. And it only works for doggy style. Which is a little bit disappointing. Because the whole point of this torso, like the whole point of having the big torso is so you can do different positions with it. Like I can do this and I can spread the legs. But all right, like look, so I'm spreading the legs, right? You try to get in there, but you have to lift it. You can't get in there. Like, I know it's gonna be hard to see. Well, let me just show you. Oh my goodness. All right. Okay, this is the spread eagle position, right? So here's her stomach. And look, you can't even reach the vagina. This is completely wrong. This whole butthole vagina thing needs to be rotated, like, farther up the body. This is so weird. So weird. I'm honestly, man, I don't even know what to say. Well, let's just move on, because I wanted to compare this to the other dolls. So, anyway, this is with the body pillow. As you can see, it's not too bad, although you can't use it for missionary, which is unfortunate. But the proportions aren't terribly off. It is life size, but it is a skinny life size. So this could be appropriate with a body pillow. Just make sure it's a doggy style print. The one I have is a kind of a missionary, you know, she's laying on her back. So that wouldn't work. here we have the Lindsay on the left, and we have the Philly on the right. So this is the Lindsay. This is what we're reviewing today. You can see the side-by-side. I mean, when you see them side-by-side, it's really obvious. So the Philly is realistic. That's where a woman's vagina actually is. It's not squaw between her body. It's not like, you know, perpendicular to the floor. It's kind of, you know, at a 15-degree angle. So we have this one where you can't even see it. Again, you have to tilt it up to see what's going on down there. Whereas the Lindsay, or I'm sorry, the Philly, I'm so confused with these names. The Philly is realistic. So the vagina is in a normal spot. You can see it just by angling it up slightly. It doesn't need to be completely straight up and down. The difference, of course, is the Philly doesn't have a skeleton. There's no skeleton. You can't adjust the legs. Whereas the Lindsay does, and also the legs are significantly longer. And this is to facilitate doggy style. So the entire express purpose of the Lindsay is to put it in this position and turn it around and use it for doggy style. Whereas if you try to do that with the Philly, turn it around, you can see the difference. So clearly one kind of torso butt was used for one thing and one was another. So the Philly is better for missionary, hands down. Also better for cowgirl, if you want her to kind of like sit on your lap and ride you. The Lindsay is only for doggy style. That's it. So if you are a doggy style dude, then maybe Lindsay's for you. Frankly, I think it's a little weird having the holes rotated. I mean, I guess it kind of simulates a girl kind of popping her butt in the air. I guess that's what they're going for. They wanted to kind of simulate the effect of a girl kind of popping her butt up. But it's just weird. It's weird. It's freaking me out. It's like the heat waves in that song. Anyway, let's do a jiggle test. So here we have, now this again, this is the Philly with no skeleton. And you get, I mean, there's really no jiggle to speak of. Let's check out the Lindsay. A little bit. Nothing crazy, nothing to write home about. But yeah, so I was now something I do want to say that I was expecting there to be a much bigger size difference, but now that I'm looking at the Lindsay and the Philly side by side, they don't seem to be that different. Like the waist. Here, let me get these kind of in the more or less the same position. Aside from the vagina placement and the length of the legs, the Lindsay and the Philly are more or less the same. I can't really see. Let me get a ruler. Okay, so we have about 8 inches for the Lindsay, and then we have about 9 inches for the Philly. All right, so there is about an inch difference, but that's not really that significant. It really just determined by what positions you want to do. They're about the same price. The Lindsay's a little bit more because it has a skeleton, and it weighs 5 pounds more, again, because of the skeleton. So you'll save 5 pounds, and you'll save like 20, 30 bucks with the Philly. But then you can't really do doggy style. So, you know, it is what it is. Okay, this is going to be a little bit of a mess because I'm trying to get the appropriate things in frame. But let's compare the Lindsay lower doggy style butt torso to the Aurora torso. Now, the Aurora torso it's full size, life size, realistic. The vagina is placed appropriately in proportion to the body. Like you can see that it's laying down at the same angle as the Lindsay. Now Aurora has a little bit more of a round booty, so she's kind of like rocked a little bit back, but you can clearly see the vagina and the labia and the clitoris. You can't with the Lindsay because it's like angled downward for doggy style. Another thing is the legs for the Aurora torso are much longer, so you can still do doggy style. It's all about the legs. So if you have long enough legs, like the Aurora torso has longer legs than the Lindsay, and so you don't need to move the vagina and the butt around for them to be reached through doggy style. You just lengthen the legs a bit. Obviously, they're trying to cut back on costs. So the Lindsay, this Lindsay
a doggy style butt torso is about $230-ish, $250, you know, it's like around $250-ish, give or take. Whereas the Aurora torso is like $600-700. So there's a significant price difference. I can appreciate that. And also with the Aurora torso, you're getting the breasts and you're getting everything but the head, arms, and like lower legs. So it cuts off at the neck and the shoulder, but then you get the breasts, you get everything else. So basically what I'm trying to say is if you want doggy style with a doll, I would recommend getting a full-size doll like the Aurora torso. It's going to be more. You're paying like, you know, $600-700 as opposed to $200. But the vagina's in the appropriate place. You can still do all the positions, like the Aurora torso, the legs open. You can, now, there's no knee, so you don't have to bend the knees or anything. But you can open the legs, lift the legs up. You can flip it around, do doggy style. The back bends, so you can, like, pop her butt in the air. You can do all those positions with a full-size torso doll. And this costs a lot less than an actual full-size sex doll like Celestina, who's like $2,000. So a full-size sex doll that has a head, hands, and feet, and the whole body, that's going to be about $2,000. A life-size torso like Aurora is going to be about $600-700. A doggy-style lower torso doll is going to be about $250. So you just think about your price range and what you want. Does this work for doggy-style? Yes. Does this work for any other position? No, because the vagina's moved in a very unnatural way. It's, I don't know, not for me. If you want doggy style, I would just splurge. You know, you don't have to get a full $2,000 sex doll. I understand that's a little bit pricey, not for everyone. But a torso doll like Aurora is only going to run you about 3 times more than this. And you can do all the positions you want. You can use her breasts as a neck pillow. You can lay on her. She can be like, you can cuddle with her in bed like a body pillow. Whatever you want to do. And everything's appropriate and lifelike. And you can do whatever. So, yeah, I mean, I appreciate that it's life size. I appreciate that it's specially made for doggy style. It's just that moving the vagina down in order to get that kind of pop booty in the air angle, it just ruined it because you can't do any other position but doggy style with this torso. It's a one-trick pony. And so the Aurora, contrastly, isn't a one-trick pony. She's just like a real woman. So you could do all the positions you want. You could have her, I mean, if you're strong enough, she weighs like 50 pounds. But if you're strong enough, you can like bounce her on you, you know, cowgirl style. You could set her up in a doggy style position, missionary, whatever you need. Whereas the Lindsay can only do one position because you can't even do missionary because her vagina is too low. Like, you gotta, look at that. Try to do missionary. Look, you can't even, to try to do missionary to that, you'd have to, I don't even think that's possible. You'd have to basically put a pillow under her to pop her booty in the air to actually get down. Now, look at the texture. That looks like a good, solid texture. It's just that the angle is all wrong. Well, then you compare that to the Aurora torso, where you can just lift her legs up, you know, and you're in there. No problem. You can get right in there missionary. You don't need to like lift her butt in the air or anything. So anyway, the point is, so these torsos are generally good, but just be aware of what you're getting them for and what their limitations are. And the Lindsay one's only for doggy style, which is a little bit disappointing because I was originally very excited about a doggy style kind of torso, which had a skeleton, because normally they're just blocks of TPE, like the Philly torso. Philly has no skeleton. So I was originally kind of excited, like, oh, this is going to be like the Philly torso, but with a skeleton. And then I saw the vagina. It's weird. Anyway, so if you're interested in the Lindsay torso, because you're just all about that doggy style, it is available. I do have a coupon code, but it's also available for the whole site. So if you want to get the Philly torso, if you want to check out their other products, you can save money on all their products site-wide. Anyway, thank you, Sohimi, for sending me this toy. Use the coupon code, save some money. This is Turd Flingy Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I will see you next time.